Welcome to Roadmap to Retirement, the radio show with David Bazaar, Karen Bazaar, and Brett Elam from Thrive Financial Services. Saving for retirement is a great start, but it's what you do with this money that really matters. What's your strategy to reduce taxes, generate income in retirement, reduce your risk, and get even more money from Social Security? This is where you can count on straightforward and objective advice about how you can potentially make your money go further in retirement. This is Roadmap to Retirement, the radio show. Now, here are your hosts, David, Karen, and Brett, along with Joe Kraus.
And welcome in, everyone, to the month of March, and welcome in to Roadmap to Retirement, the radio show. We're glad you're joining us, and we've got an interesting and a great show planned and outlined for you today, and a new voice, Brett, coming and joining us on the radio program today, Mike DiCenzo, and I'll let you do all of the honors and the introduction, but I just want to put his name out for the listening audience, and a quick reminder to our listening audience here on Roadmap to Retirement, the radio show. As we go into the commercial breaks today, you're going to hear about three upcoming workshops, new locations. I believe, yeah. That we're going to put out there, and I want people to get registered pretty quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot going on out there in today's economy and today's world. But before we dive into that, just want to introduce our Thrive Army who have been listening to us now for, I guess it's almost been 6.5 years, Joe. It's crazy how long the show's been here. But David and Karen and I brought a recent addition, Mr. Michael DiCenzo here, who is our chief operating officer. And what he does for our company and for our clients is help us fight risk, which is going to be the theme of today's show as well. So I want to introduce the Thrive Army to Mr. Mike DiCenzo. And just, Mike, I'm going to volley to you. Feel free to say a couple words. Maybe Mike's going to be coming to us from the deep south down in Texas. So we're integrating him into Philadelphia culture. He is a fan of cheesesteaks, though, already. Right. So we've already pulled that together.
That's good stuff.
Oh, yes, these cheesesteaks are amazing. Yeah, definitely coming to Thrive here to help to grow the business, to help our clients manage those clients better, deliver everything from the standpoint of procedural and substantive prudence, helping to put into place all the process and structures so that we can actually manage our clients better, deliver a better result to them, and help them to have financial success.
Well, great stuff.
Amen,
and welcome to what I think is one of the most incredible companies in the country, my own personal opinion. And what they do for people, Mike, is just unbelievable, as you are quickly finding out. And that's the rule of Thrive Financial Services, 360 degrees, Brett.
That's it's funny. It's only been a couple of weeks ago just talking about the climate of what's going on out there. And again, we talked about at the end of the year, the stock market for 2024 had priced in 6 rate reductions from the government. And we talked about last month that when the inflation numbers came out for January, they were expecting a 0.1% increase, and we saw 0.5. That was a shock. And what just happened was we just hit a 0.4 in back-to-back months. And now you're starting to see some of the economists and people out there, the economy is not cooling off with what they've done. But again, it still leaves the effects out there of leading and lagging indicators of don't have that false sense of security. Because the bottom line of what you're seeing with a lot of those numbers are rates probably need to sustain. And there's actually talks now of it potentially going up from here. Again, the unprecedented economy of increasing interest rates at the same time of printing money is the new normal of what has become. And we're seeing that things are not getting back on track. And now there's even talks of the United States going from, again, last summer we were a AAA rated country, downgraded to a AA rated country. And with the path that we're heading on right now, there's talks over the summer that we could be downgraded yet again to a single A rated country, which is hard to imagine. But the reason for it is there's no plan to get back on track. So for today's show, we're going to be talking about de-risking your retirement. Again, managing the risk of income sustainability, market volatility, and taxes for a more confident retirement. We'll probably talk about a couple more risks as well. So it's important to identify and take steps to mitigate the major risks that can impact a person financially in retirement. Again, while there's numerous types of risks to be concerned about, this program is really going to dive deep on really three, and we'll touch on some others as well, is helping ensure your funds can sustain your potential long horizon of 30 years. We're not going to be talking about that risk, but that's a risk in itself right there. Just longevity without running out of money is vital. The ups and downs of the stock market can influence your sustainability of your retirement funds, potentially affecting your ability to maintain your desired lifestyle during those golden years. And then taxes, you know that. We're going to be talking about taxes on today's show. We talk about it a lot. Can play a critical role in determining how much money you'll have to live on once you retire. But managing tax implications, market fluctuations, and income sustainability prudently can give you a better understanding of your retirement, and most importantly, give you a confident post-career life.
Oh, great job there, Brett. I mean, if you take a look out there, there are numerous types of risks that we have to manage as individuals and that we manage for you as our clients. You have market risk, interest rate risk, tax risk, inflation risk, longevity risk,
goes on and on and
of
on.
Of return risk.
Yeah.
You get in diversification risk, geopolitical risk like we're seeing around the world, and health risk. We have to live healthy lives in order to live out our lives successfully. And so in this, you know, there's a number of questions to ask yourself as you look at your retirement planning. And so one question is have you developed a comprehensive retirement income plan that considers all these potential risks? How do you plan to manage those risks, especially the risk of running out of income during your retirement years? And that's the longevity risk. What strategies do you have in place to help navigate market fluctuations and help protect your retirement savings from loss? And there we go with market risk. Have you assessed your true risk tolerance and evaluated if your current investment approach aligns with your retirement goals? And this is something we see in some of our clients that come in is from the standpoint of they don't have those aligned and they're misaligned. And so we help them to manage that better. How do you plan to optimize your retirement income to help ensure that it can support your desired lifestyle, whatever that lifestyle may be? Some people in retirement want to travel, want to spend more money. Others want to be more frugal and live a lesser lifestyle than maybe they did during their working years. And when you take a look at retirement, it is your retirement years of living. And how do you want to live those? Do you understand the tax consequences of Social Security benefits and other income sources during retirement? How do you plan to balance the need for income with the desire to leave a legacy for your loved ones? And that's if you want to leave a legacy. There are some people out there that have the thought process that they're going to use their money and their kids can take care of themselves and they're not going to pass it along. So there are different mindsets out there. What steps are you taking to minimize potential tax increases that may arise due to changes in government policies and federal debt? If we take right now, the federal debt situation is running rampant. We're at about 165% debt to GDP right now. We're coming up on another budget crisis. And with this, there needs to be management of this debt. And it's the same for individuals. You cannot go into retirement and try to manage your debt in retirement. You need to try to get to retirement debt-free. As we look out there right now, there's about $17.1 trillion of household debt, and it's growing by about $300 to $500 billion per quarter. And this is what has been fueling this environment and this economy, the government debt and the household debt. This is a debt-fueled economy.
Roadmap to Retirement, the radio show. We'll get started after our first commercial break. And back here on Roadmap to Retirement, the radio show with Brett Elam and the new COO of Thrive Financial Services, Mike the Senzo. Brett, over to you, sir.
Yes, on today's show, we're excited talking about de-risking your retirement. And Mike just did a phenomenal job of the questions that we're going to cover in today's show. And as we go through today's show, my encouragement is if you hear something you'd like to learn a little bit more about how it may pertain to your personal situation, my encouragement is to text. You can text the word plan to 215-999-3272. Again, it's 215-999-3272. If you text the word plan, we're more than happy to set up a time to chat with you and talk about your personal situation as it pertains to all the information that we're going through today. So again, welcome to today's program where we'll be diving into the topic of de-risking your retirement, an area far too many people appreciate only when it's too late and the problems become unavoidable. Again, our focus will be on the three areas of risk in retirement. Again, insufficient income, stock market volatility, and talking about the impact of taxes. But don't worry, we won't dwell on the problems. Everyone always talks about problems. Michael and I were just talking about this week. The problem is nobody ever comes up with solutions. And we're going to be talking about that on today's show. And is the strategies and those practical steps to effectively manage these risks. So again, we're here to help empower you, most importantly, with the knowledge to help protect that dream retirement. So again, sit back, grab some coffee, take some notes. Always some great information that we drive through these conversations. So again, at our practice, we assist a diverse range of clients, from business owners to teachers, doctors, engineers, government workers, factory workers, et cetera, no matter their profession, they often come to us with the same questions. Does this sound like you? Will my savings be sufficient to support my desired lifestyle? Is there too much risk in my portfolio? Will I face running out of money? It's probably those three coupled with, hey, what are my taxes going to look like in retirement? We hear it day in, day out, day in, day out. And again, if you find yourself worried about these and other retirement-related concerns, again, the encouragement is to text the word PLAN to 215-999-3272. Again, 215-999-3272. So we're going to jump into talking about managing risk. Brings me back a little bit to my high school days. I think it's the book that I'm pretty sure they're still reading it in high school. I know that the curriculum's changed quite a bit. Good old Ernest Hemingway and The Old Man and the Sea. I mean, a classic. I think that's a book that's still out there today. But I bet you if I said The Old Man and the Sea, for those of you familiar with that novel, you remember Santiago and his epic battle with that massive marlin out at sea. It was such an incredible story. But one of the key takeaways from the tale is how we handle risk in life. Santiago's journey shows us the importance of being wiser, wisdom, with taking chances as we grow older. You know, it's that wisdom that comes with age and experience. Now, while most of us won't face the kind of challenges that Santiago went through, we'll certainly encounter our fair share of financial challenges, especially when it comes to retirement. But you know what? We can learn from Santiago's experience and be more cautious about the risks we take. Some can be avoided and simply aren't worth taking, but unfortunately, some risks will be present no matter what we do. But we can be as prepared as we can to take the steps to manage those. And here's the thing. When it comes to retirement, there are three specific risks that we're going to jump into now that you should consider handling. But before you do that, let's identify these three risks. And those are, again, insufficient income, stock market volatility, and the impact of taxes. So let's talk about the detail in each one of those.
Yeah, so when we take a look at not having enough for retirement or running out of money during retirement, this is the longevity risk. And when you look at the longevity risk, this is where people come into our office, and one of the biggest questions they have is, you know, will our money last us the rest of our lives? Will we be financially secure? And that's the key for people, is having that security.
That's it. Peace of mind.
Peace of mind. So with this, throughout our working years, we receive a paycheck. And that paycheck brings us and reassures us that we have an income to live off of. Well, in retirement, that paycheck goes away. So we have to create the paycheck that will sustain us through our retirement years. And that paycheck in the past, the theory was that you're going to have a pension. You're going to have Social Security. And you're going to have your own personal savings. And this is where in the past was called the three-legged stool. Well, what has occurred is the pension plans have pretty much gone away. If you take a look at it, only 30 of the Fortune 500 companies today have a pension plan in place. And so now Americans have to rely more on themselves. Yes, Social Security, it will be there. It will be there in some way, shape, or form. But now personal savings becomes that much more important. And so we have to all work on our personal savings in our pre-retirement years to make sure that we have enough that's going to last us through our retirement years. And so this is a big part of what we're all dealing with out there today in this environment. And the government is looking at some ways in which to try to help, but really the onus is on us as individuals. We have to create that retirement savings. And in creating that retirement savings, we have to understand the tax implications of that savings, how it will be taxed, not only the Social Security, but also our personal savings, and how that is going to last us throughout our retirement years.
Yeah, it's crazy with what Mike just talked about there, the three-legged stool. It's not there anymore. I mean, my parents have it. They're fortunate enough. I mean, if you're a school teacher, maybe a governor worker, I mean, there's very few companies that still offer pensions. Mike just said 30 of the Fortune 500. It's crazy. I bet you go back 30 years ago, it was probably 80%+ of those companies offered a pension. And again, why did they stop pensions? Mike already said it, longevity risk, because companies don't want to deal with that risk because people are living longer and longer and longer.
Exactly.
So when you think of that three-legged stool, the thing's toppling all over right now because the pension leg pretty much gone for a lot of people, or it's reduced a lot more than maybe what the generation before you had. Social Security, how reassuring is it every time you get a statement says we got enough money to give you 77 cents on the dollar in the year 2033? Makes you feel a little bit uneasy. We'll talk about some legislation change that's happening right now. And Mike said, you are reliant upon your savings. So you think about those right now. And again, those legislation changes are, they're talking about Social Security taxation again. They're talking about unlimited, there's no caps on Social Security taxation. I mean, there's a lot of crazy things that are out there, and that's what our job is on the show, is to bring awareness. And again, what's awareness? Conversations that need to be had that you didn't know that needed to be had by asking a series of questions that you didn't even know that needed to be asked. And it's all about that information about how do I stay informed? And again, in understanding that that third leg is your savings and investments, you got a lot to rely on yourself. So when we first meet with new clients, we ask them, what have you done so far in retirement? And I said, what do you want retirement to look like for you? And the number one answer that we hear from all our clients is, what does retirement look like for you? They say, I've been dying to retire so I can become a part-time financial planner. That was a joke. But yet, you think about everything that we're talking about, the onus is on you to pull all those puzzle pieces together. And so many times when we hear from people is, what does that retirement plan look like? You get the description of their savings and their investments with total disregard with everything that we're talking about. Because what they just described was the portfolio, and that's essential, but it's not a plan. And at times when we meet with people who have that written retirement income plan that's done by a financial professional, they're too darn complex and they add zero clarity and actually bring even more uncertainty, because even the person that's even presented to them don't even know what's in there. And when you look at a lot of the fabrication and assumptions that are in there, we've talked about for years on this show, it's not personalized to your situation. So you ask yourself, do you have an actual written retirement income plan in place? Not just a collection of incomes or not just a collection of assets, but you got to have that plan. And it's probably the number one report that we deliver to our clients is, have you stress test your situation for the what ifs in life? What are the what ifs? If you're enjoying life with a partner, what happens? First one passes away. You're no longer filing a joint tax return. Now it's a single tax return. Game changer. What happens if inflation doesn't revert back to 2.5% like everybody thinks, but it stays sustained at 4-5%? Complete game changer, the silent killer. What happens when tax rates go back up in 2026, back to the 2017 code versus the favorable rates where they're at today? That's a big deal. These are all the things that we need to be thinking about. When do I start taking what bucket of money? How do I ensure that I'm not going to mess up my Medicare and throw myself into Medicare surcharges? There are so many pieces of the puzzle, and yet everybody wants to become a part-time financial planner in retirement. That's that joke again. Nobody does, but the onus is on you, and you can't just wing it on how do I grow your assets. So if you want help to ensure that your money lasts and better management of risk, is having a plan is key. And again, my encouragement, as we just went through that section right there, love to have some dialogue with you. My encouragement is to text 215-999-3272. Again, 215-999-3272. Go jump in talking about proper risk alignment. And Michael talked about sequence returns just a little bit ago, and we're going to talk about that conceptually, how it works. But you talk about market volatility. You know, one word that I keep hearing a lot of days is volatile. Is definitely a part of that word. And again, talking about all the geopolitical risks and what's going on overseas. And again, the world is going through some pretty turbulent times with lingering repercussions from the pandemic, inflation, politics, global unrest. And that can have an impact on the market as you get the big swings up and down, up and down. And in light of this turbulence, you may want to consider two essential things: your risk tolerance. And another risk, again, that we'll jump into is talking about sequence of returns risk. And again, to explain, let's go back to the pandemic. March of 2020, it was the end of the 10-year bull market in the stock market. Again, long bull markets can make people forget about the potential pain of the crash, the market crash. I call it selective amnesia. People forget about the past. They're only thinking about the future. And while friends and family may be boasting about their stock gains, some even very conservative investors can get lured because they're listening to the peanut gallery into riskier investments that they may need versus having a plan that's for them. And then in March of 2020, as the pandemic came and the market got rocked, many people panicked, pulled out, and they locked in those losses. Here's the kicker. Even after those historical drops, the market came back remarkably. It actually set a new high by the end of that year. And while this roller coaster ride may not be in your favor, and it definitely isn't in your favor in retirement versus a younger person, we need to start thinking about that risk tolerance.
As we go to our commercial break, I would say this, after consuming and listening to Brett and Mike in that last segment, it's okay to be smart enough to know what you don't know. Back in a moment. Back here on Roadmap to Retirement, the radio show with Brett Elam and the new COO of Thrive Financial Services, Mike DeCenzo. David is off this weekend. Mike, coming back over to you. And as I said going into the break, it's okay to be smart enough to know what you don't know. I put myself in that category because as Brett started to outline all of that stuff, I think for a guy like me, it's absolutely impossible for me to be able to be the expert in all of those areas.
You know, it's one of the situations where you can either do it yourself or you can have an expert do it for you. And that's exactly what we bring to the table here, to help people, to nurture them, to help them to create that income throughout their retirement years and do that successfully. And that's the key. So Brett was talking about risk tolerance. And one of the risks we were talking about was sequencing of return risk. Now, this sounds like a complicated term, but it's really not. What it has to do with is market volatility and the time in which you have to absorb market volatility on the downside. So the sequencing of return risk is all about the money that you need and how that plays out with the fluctuations in the market for when you need that money. It's that simple. And so, for example, with sequencing of returns, let's say that you need $70,000 a year over a 30-year period of time. And let's say you hold a stock that is worth $70,000. So one share will take care of your annual income for you. That's today. If the market stays the same or goes up, you're fine. But let's say the market cuts that in half. Let's say one share of stock of those 30 shares is now worth $35,000. So now you need to use two shares during that year in order to have your $70,000 income. The problem here is how much time you have to make it back up in the market. Now, if you're young, this isn't an issue. If you're young, you've got the time to absorb the market ups and downs and stay where you are. But if you're not young, and again, you have a shorter period during retirement or a shorter period of life and life expectancy, then you have got to manage these situations and these up and down markets and this volatility in a different way. You have to manage this so that your money will still last you throughout your retirement career.
You think about what Mike just said, and again, if you're just joining us on today's show, we're talking about de-risking your retirement, and we're really going through three big risks that we're all going to face. One is obvious, is longevity risk. The longer you live, the more risk you take. We're not even diving deep on that one, but because it pertains to every single one of these. But really diving into the three risks we're talking about on today's show is insufficient income. We talked about that a little bit earlier, and Michael just concluded this part talking about stock market volatility, and then we'll inevitably talking about the impact of taxes. But you just start thinking about what Michael just shared right there. And again, we've talked about sequence of returns risk quite a bit on the show over the years. But the way that he just described it, going from the one share to two shares, those are game changers. And again, when you're a younger investor, you got time on your side. And it's, again, I don't care how much money you have. The one thing that none of us ever have the ability to buy is time. It's probably the most precious commodity that all of us have right there. So again, as we enter retirement, it's those first couple years of market returns that's going to set the pace of what our retirement is going to look like. You have a couple good years right out of the gate, things are going to be pretty well off. But you have a couple bad years, like people that retired in 2001, like people that retired in 2007, 2008, like people that were actually retired right in the middle of the pandemic. Like, they didn't know what was coming, but yet they just kept things exactly what they had. What did they not do? They didn't re-examine their risk tolerance. They didn't really understand that they didn't have a 5 to 10 year horizon. They needed to start using their money today. And again, when we start talking about that three-legged stool of pension, Social Security, and savings, and so many people now no longer have that pension, we have to have at least some kind of reliance and faith related to the government as it pertains to Social Security. But again, that stool is unstable. The stool is unstable because that pension leg is gone. So I've never seen a two-legged stool like go too well. Like, we got to create where you almost have to replace that pension bucket with yet another savings bucket to provide that stability. Otherwise, you're going to be wobbly. You're sitting on a stool that's wobbly, you're not thinking right. You're like, what the heck's wrong with my stool? What's wrong with the leg? Am I on an uneven floor? That's the same thing that happens when you don't have that same peace of mind of stability of that financial plan. Is you're thinking all over the place, what's going on? What happens if this happens? Am I going to be set there? And it's like, stop, pause, stop listening to the peanut gallery, quit watching and listening to the articles and headlines on the news and in the periodicals that are out there. Nobody can make a claim that one way to financial plan is the exact way to do it for 300 million people in this country. It's garbage. You need a unique plan that's designed to your personal situation. And my encouragement is that if you're doing it yourself or you're working with somebody, and the conversation continues, let's talk about your returns. Let me tell you about this portfolio. Let me tell you about this new money manager. Let me tell you about this annuity. Let me tell you about products, the commodities. If that's all you're hearing, you got to dismount. You got to think about plan B. Because it may not be what you're doing is necessarily wrong. It's just simply incomplete. You're not looking in the periphery of what is coming, because when it comes, we said it earlier, it's too late. But if we take the time to do what? Plan. Not talk about the portfolio, but we take the time to plan is what do people want in retirement? It's not that part-time financial planner. When you ask people what they want to do in retirement, you hear the same thing over and over again. I want to serve and give back in my community. I want to spend time with family. We get at least a grandkids. Kids are questionable. You can laugh. Grandkids are always good. But what does that take? Nobody wants to have, they want to have financial worry gone. You want to be healthy. You got to be healthy to be wealthy. You want to have peace of mind. But how do all those things happen? We said it over and over again, and I'm going to say it one more time. It's having that plan. Because understanding everything that we're talking about this show, week in and week out, the onus is on you to pull all those puzzle pieces together. I hope you're listening intently when you're talking to your advisor to be able to communicate whatever the heck was that, what was just said to the accountant. And then between the two of them, I hope you understood exactly what was just said so that you can talk to the attorney to make sure that most of the money goes to where you want it to go, not the government. Because when I ask people, where do you want your money to go? Loved ones, charity, or government? Government's always number three. But when you understand the way the rules and way they're stacked against you, number three ends up winning if you take the rules. Those rules are set for all of us that are from the biggest nation in the world. What's the biggest nation in the world? It's called procrastination. Again, when we understand how we need to be proactive in everything that we spoke about, that's how you ensure number one and number two wins. Number one, number two is legacy and charities. Because when you're proactive and you're in control of the situation, your situation, the situation is your situation. Doesn't matter about anybody else's situation, which is the importance of pulling a plan that's individualized for you. Loved ones, charity, government. If you play by their rules, number three continually ends up winning. My encouragement, as I just went through that with Michael, and you're like, you know what? I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I need to get some peace of mind and clarity so I can go live. Text us at 215-999-3272. Text the word plan, 215-999-3272. That's the first step, whether you want to register for one of our workshops here in the greater Delaware Valley, or you can skip that workshop altogether and just come in and sit down with one of our awesome teammates who can start giving you that peace of mind that you deserve.
Man, if you do want to go to one of those upcoming workshops here in the month of March, March 12th, March 13th, and March 14th, at three new locations in Horsham, Exton, and Bluebell, you'll be able to hear that messaging as we go into the commercial break, and then go to thrivefinancialservices.com. Back in a moment. Investment.